Power FM Breakfast with Nicks.
As we're down to the pointy end of the competition, it is time to look at Argentina. They are currently playing Netherlands. Annie and Jason from My Kitchen and Rules joining us for the World Cup of Food. This time, spotlight on Argentina. Put your flags up in the sky. And Jason joining us for the World Cup of Food as we look at Argentina. They are certainly an exceptional football side and an exceptional food source. I don't know. I don't know what you eat.
If Brazil is the beef king of the world, Argentina's have to be like the king barbecuers.
Steak.
Yeah.
Argentinian steak.
They know how to take that beef that Brazil grows and turn it into the most amazing steak you'll ever see. Now, when you travel, people that would travel through Europe will see Argentinian steakhouses everywhere. And I had never eaten much venison or deer until I'd actually lived in Europe and was at an Argentinian steakhouse.
Mm.
And ever since that day, venison is one of the most, my favourite proteins to eat.
Really?
It is amazing.
Wow.
And those guys are like the pioneers of actually fine dining with venison. They were the ones that said, oh, deer looks pretty elegant. I wonder if it looks elegant on my plate.
Or in my belly.
Yeah, that too.
Better in my belly. So it is all about this meat, how they cook it. Do they cook their steak that makes it so exceptional?
Again, a little bit similar to a Brazilian barbecue. It's all about open flame. It's all about charred grilling steak to get that natural flavour in. So rather than marinating that steak as in sort of, I suppose, European, Australian and American cultures probably do, they prefer to get that flavour out of the meat itself by charring it.
Wow. And accompaniments too, like you can't go past a chimichurri sauce.
Yeah. If people don't know what's that, what is it?
It's a herby, it's a green sauce, packed full of herbs, garlic, olive oil, and it's served, it's almost what we would probably think more of a pesto.
I was about to say, you take a pesto and you basically take the nuts out of it and the cheese out of it, and put a little bit more oil and mix your herbs up rather than just basil, and that's where chimichurri is.
Does your version still have a bit of cheese in it, though?
Yeah. I don't know if I have a version of anything without cheese in it.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we need to know about Argentinian food today? I'm feeling this World Cup is making me very protein heavy right now. Eating a lot of good meat.
What does the Argentinian cheese look like?
I don't know.
Because everyone else on the plate is crackers.
Too cheesy.
Taking us right through the World Cup of Food, it is Annie and Jason from My Kitchen Rules.